red-faced, muscles tensed. Anyone looking at the face of a parent in this state would think that there was a war in progress. The rod should never be a vent for parents' anger. In the daily course of life, many people experience anger and have an impulse to strike out. There is no place for this selfish, vindictive streak in the discipline of children, where the supreme motivation is anything other than the child's good. It is inevitable that such behavior by the parent will assuredly create problems. I am ashamed to say that in most cases, the rod is administered at the end of an intolerance curve. Average parents are quite predictable in their discipline. They go through a warm-up exercise of threats and increasing irritation until their anger generates a will to retaliate against the child. What follows is an altercation, not biblical chastisement. There is a political move to outlaw spanking. They say, if you hit a child, he will grow up to be violent. They do not believe the Bible, and they judge others by their own experience. The only time they have hit their child or been tempted to is when they were angry. They are correct in saying that what they call hitting the child may cause him to grow up and use violence as a way of resolving conflicts. But they do not understand the Christian heart. Having never experienced it, they cannot fathom the self-restraint and love that motivates true Christians. The problem is that spanking is practiced by many people motivated by self-interest, and this is what the spanking abolitionists are seeing and reacting to. Common scenario. Johnny, stop climbing on that stool. You could break something. Did you hear what I said? I'm not going to tell you again. What do you mean? No. Now you do what I tell you to, right now. Do you hear me? Get down. I've had about all I'm going to take from you. Why are you always so hard-headed? You are driving me crazy. This is absolutely the last time I'm going to tell you, get down. Then she tells him several more times. She has set it up as a competition between her intimidating emotions and the couldn't-care-less kid. A cauldron of anger and resentment has built up in this mother that is momentarily at a near-killing rage. It is this exact feeling that in greater proportions and in the less restrained leads to murder dozens of times every day across this nation. Her hostility gushes forth. Like a striking snake, her arm becomes a bungee cord, yanking the child from the stool, swinging him screaming through the air. With the other bare hand, she strikes out at his bottom in a wild spray of flat-handed karate chops. The gyrating child, his little shoulder nearly dislocated, screams in protest and defiance. The mother has vented her anger and is ready to resume her routine. The child goes off to plot his next escapade. This has no more resemblance to discipline than does a playground fight. Her feelings of personal injury are expelled through this act of violence. That's what it is in the case described. The kid flees from sight or appears sufficiently subdued so as not to cause her more trouble, and she is, for the moment, placated. Forget the kid. He will not cause me any more trouble for a while. A wise parent is going to patiently instruct the child for his own good. The rod must be accompanied by reproof in order to give wisdom. By reproof, we don't mean ranting and raving. You must reprove a child by explaining why his behavior is unacceptable and offer suggestions on how he should conduct himself. Guilt-ridden parents who know that they lack self-control and the ability to be objective and fair in discipline fear themselves and are afraid to use the rod, riding the pendulum to the extreme. They think the problem is solved if they just refrain from spanking. But because they are unwilling to repent and bring their own life into balance, their children suffer from lack of proper administration of the rod. One of the marks of the unbalanced use of the rod is the lack of accompanying instruction. The rod and reproof give wisdom, Proverbs 29:15. Where there is just a venting of the parent's anger, there will be no careful, patient, concerned reproof. The rod should be viewed as an aid to instruction. and that it reinforces reproof. It should never be the last resort forced on us by our frustration. Reproof without the rod is equally unbalanced, for it leaves the impression that the law has no teeth.